Talgo Tartum. Tarta Rosh said that's like a piece of meat that everybody knew. Like a piece of flunkin. You say, give me a flunkin, give me half of a flunkin. Give me half of a roast. It was like a piece of a meat that everybody knew to call it that way. So you tell them, I want a piece of meat like that size or a half of it. Benarash, in this place, Narash Amri, the Lushan used to use was Chalko Palgo Chalko. That's the portions of meat that we used to call it there, either Chalko or Palgo Chalko. The Pumbedisa, how did they use the Lushan there in Pumbedisa? Amri there used to say Uzio or Palgo Uzio. Like a piece of meat there was called Uzio, or else half of that piece of meat. Benahor Poker, the Masya Machsia, in these two places, no Poker, the Masya Machsia, how did they used to call it? Amri used to say Revo or Palgo Revo. That's the way they used to call it. Revor, Palga Revor, that was the way they called these pieces of meat. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Tess. Yeah, Chof Tess, the Mishnah. Oimer Odom Lechaveroi. A person could tell his friend on Yom Tov, Molili Kli Zeh. Fill me up this Kli. You want to borrow, you want to buy from the store a jar full of oil? You're allowed to tell the person, fill me up this kli. Avolei b'mida. You're not allowed to take a measuring cup. You're not allowed to take a measuring cup and say, like, fill up this measuring cup, because then it looks like you're buying it. Shrashim u'mar u'forish u'maitzuktar. The more we'll explain exactly what the machlekes is. Rav Yehuda Weimer imhoya kli shel mida. If it was a kli, a cup that you use for measuring purposes, is layim alenu. You can't fill it up either. If you want to borrow, you want to buy oil or wine, you can't use a measuring cup. That's what Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, what's the machlekes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying when you want to borrow wine, you can't use a measuring cup, you're not allowed to measure it out on Yom Tov. The Mishnah writer, Maisa bi Abishol ben Bitnis, was a story once happened with Abishol ben Bitnis, Shoyim Amala midoisa mer of Yom Tov. He used to fill up his midoisa of his measuring cups before Yom Tov. V'noisan lakuchais bi Yom Tov. And he was able to give it out on Yom Tov to Lakech. So he knows people want to come and buy wine on Yom Tov. Like we had the Mishnahs before, you won't mention the price. You start and say, give me wine now, and I'll pay you after Yom Tov. So he used to measure out before Yom Tov like a pint of wine or a gallon of wine. So people came in on Yom Tov, he would just give it to them. And the mailer, he would know how much to charge after Yom Tov. Because he gave them now a gallon of wine, so we know exactly how much you have to charge after Yom Tov. Abishoyel Oimer Af Bemoyit. Even during Moyed, he also did this. Mefnei Birurei Hamidas. That's our Girus in the Mishnah. Some people, the Goyin says not to be Girus like this. We'll see in the Gemara why not to be Girus. But here it means Birurei Hamidas to say exactly how much wine I'm giving you. To Mavayir, to clearly how much Amida, how much measurement I'm giving you. So even on Yom Tov, like he used to measure it, Chol HaMoyed, in order to give it to the people on Yom Tov. Notice he didn't measure it on Yom Tov itself. Or after night, even during the Mayid, the same thing. He would measure it off beforehand to have it ready. So we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. Even say, after Choyal Oysen Kain, even in the weekday, it's also good to do like this. To pour out your wine a day in advance, like pour in the gallon of wine before the person comes to buy it. Let make sure the wine settles, the foam goes away, and you'll have exactly a gallon worth of wine. In order to get the exact measurement of the midas of the gallon, because if the lakeach is there when you come to buy wine, and I'll pour from my big jug of wine into your gallon of wine, it's going to have a lot of foam, there'll be bubbles on top, and it comes out, you don't get exactly a gallon worth of wine, because when I'm pouring it in, there's a lot of foam there. You get a little bit less than a gallon of wine. So in order to make sure that I sell you the exact amount of gallon of wine, it's going to pour it in the night before, and let it calm down, and then add a little bit more, so tomorrow when you want to sell the gallon of wine, you'll be able to give exactly a gallon of wine. So even in the middle of the weekday, it's also kedai to measure it out a day in advance. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. So first of all, we have to know, what was the first machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanakam says you can't use a measuring cup, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Lashin, Imoye Kli Shel Mida Lei Maleno. If it was a kli that you could be used for measuring, also don't use it. Tomorrow says, Maya Avoloi B'mida. What does the Tanakhama say? Avoloi b'mida. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Avoloi b'kli hamyuchad l'mida. The Tanakhama says you can't go to your neighbor and say, give me a gallon worth of wine and give her a gallon, a measuring cup. A gallon, you can't use a measuring cup. A cup that's miyuchad, set aside for measuring, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Avol kli ho'emid l'mida. Let's say a cup, even though it's a measuring cup, but you never used it yet. It's only oimed like you have a spare one. In case the first one breaks, you use the second one. But the second one you never used yet. That's called the kli ha'oimed l'midah. It's set aside to use for midah, even though you never used it yet. Is yimalenu? The Tanna Kamma says, yes, such a kli you're allowed to do. It's not called uvdu d'chil. Since you didn't use it yet, it doesn't look as if you're going to sell it. Now, the author of Yehuda Lemaimer on this, Yehuda comes to argue and says, no, afilu kli ha'oimed l'midah. Even if you only have a measuring cup, even though it wasn't used yet, but since it's set aside to be used, when the first one breaks, you use this one, it's still layim alenu. You're not allowed to use it. Trashi kivun duhu atzmai mida, since this kli is good for a measuring cup, lakach asu, that's why you made it, okidei mida machzor, it holds exactly a mida, layim alenu, don't fill it up. Again, Rashi says, it looks like you're selling it, and it's over to the chel, it looks like you're doing a weekday action that the Rabbanan don't like you to do this on Yontif. So on Yontif, you're not allowed to use a measuring cup, not only a cup that was already used, but even a cup that you just have set aside to use, a spare cup, also that's from you, this chiddush, you can't use it. So it comes out that what? Alma, we see from here, Gabi Simchas Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra, for Rabbanan Lekula. Again, the Simchas Yomtif, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is more of a machmir. He says you can't even use a measuring cup that's just set aside to be used for it, even though it wasn't used yet. For Rabbanan Lekula, Rabbanan says, yes, such a measuring cup that wasn't used yet, you're allowed to use. Only one that you used already, you can't use. To see the Rabbanan are more meko, more kal in Hilchas Yomtif. For your Ibcha Sherminalu, for the Gemara, we learned in the last Mishnah just the opposite way. The Tznan we learned before, Rabbi Yehuda Roimer, Shoike Lodom, Bosa Kneged Akli. Or can I get a kupas? When you want to measure out scale, to use a scale on Yomtif, if you just said you're not allowed to use the scales with the regular weight, you can't use a pound on one side and the meat on the other side. But if you want to measure on one side, put a kli or put the butcher's knife, and you know, Mistam, how much that is around, and then on the other side of the scale you want to put the meat to sell, that you're allowed to do. So if you just make, you are allowed to use a scale, just don't use it with the regular weights. Before we had, what's the chacham shita? A mashkichin the kaf maslaim kolikur. No, you're not allowed to use the scales at all. Even to use it on one side of the scale, a knife, a butcher's knife or a kli, and the other side the meat, you can't use it. So what do you see? Alma, we have Yehuda Lekula, for Rabbanan Lechumra, you see just the opposite svara here. Here also was a svara uvdu lechayil. It looks like a weekday action. So if Yehuda is more mekul, nechama more machmer, so what's the stira? How come by this halachas of uvdu lechayil is if Yehuda machmer or mekul? So Mara says, Kasha Reb Yudah Reb Yudah, it's a stira in Reb Yudah. Here Reb Yudah is machmir before Reb Yudah is mekel. And Kasha the Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan, it's also a stira in the Rabbanans. Here the Rabbanans are mekel, and before the Rabbanans were machmir. So Mara says, Reb Yudah Reb Yudah la Kasha. There's no stira in Reb Yudah. Hotsom, b'sheinu oimed l'midah. Before we're talking about, what does Reb Yudah mekel, you're allowed to use the scales. You're allowed to use the scales, he says, if on one side of the scale you use a kli, a utensil, or you use the butcher's knife. Now those bechlal are not made to measure with. So that's called the shinu. It's called you're doing something different. So since you're not doing the actual meising of measuring it, it's mutter to do on yomtif. But hoch over here, you want to use a measuring cup. Hoch bo'imid l'mida. Here this measuring cup was made to measure things with. Just you didn't come to use it yet because you have another spare one. But since this is called a measuring cup that you will eventually use, it looks like uvdu d'chayil. That's where here of Yehuda is more of a machmir. You can't use a measuring cup at all. Mashen came before using the scales, since you're doing a shinui, you're not using the regular weights. You're using a different utensil to measure it with. Or a butcher's knife, that's called a shinui. There of Yehuda is mekel. So there's no steering of Yehuda. But the Rabbanan are the Rabbanan. L'chur it should be a stira. The Mar says, no, not milakasha. There's no stira, the Rabbanan are the Rabbanan. I tell you, Hossam, Kovit, Kiddi, Ovdin, Bechil. Before by a scale, no matter what you use on the scale, it still looks like an Uvdu Dechil. Like Lamaisa, you measure out, you use a scale to measure things in the weekday. True, then you use a weight. Now you're not using a weight. But I call upon him, the scale is the same type of a scale. You're weighing out one side over the other side, so the Rabbanan say you can't use the scales at all. Even though on one side you want to put a kli to measure it out, it still looks like Uvdu Dechil. Here you're not doing like you do in the weekdays. So Rashi says, "Hachol loy kovik k'diavdim b'chil." Shederach l'kuchas loymer tain li lug. In the weekday, usually you say, like, give me this gallon worth of wine. You don't usually come and say, fill me up this jar. In the middle of the weekday, when you want to buy, you say, give me a gallon's worth. You don't say, fill me up the jar. Therefore, here in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan are Mekel. In other words, if the Kli is mamish, a measuring cup that you use it right now, then the Rabbanan are Machmir, even though it's not a derech to buy by saying, just fill me up. But since it's a measuring cup that you're using, then the Rabbanan are Machmir. But in the case that the measuring cup was not used yet, and you're not saying, like, give me a gallon of wine, you're only telling him, give me a cupful, that's a shino, that's not derech of nekech in the middle of the weekday, therefore here the Rabbanan are mekel. Mashenkin, using scales, no matter how you use the scale, it looks like you're going to buy, so therefore there the Rabbanan are machmir. Rava, my Rava says, ma yavoloi b'mida, what does it mean, the Tanakama Shita of Aloy B'midah, you can't use a measuring cup. That means Shalayas Kirloy Shem Midah. That's what the Tanakama holds. And now let him mention the name of the Midah. You can't say, like, give me a gallon's worth. Avol Kli HaMiyuchad L'midah, Yemalenu. But a Kli, even though it's Miyuchad, your mom is using it right now, he goes, Lakula, you're allowed to use it. As long as you don't say, give me a gallon's worth, you don't mention the name of the Midah. You just say, fill me up the Kli, Tanakama says it's Mutah. The Yosef Rav Yehuda Lameim, Rav Yehuda says no. Kli ham yuchad lemida loyim alenu. As long as this kli was miyuchad lemida, that you always use it, set aside for a measuring cup, even though you didn't mention the measure, you just said fill it up, still Rav Yehuda's machmir says you can't use it. Still called uvdu dechol. See, it's more of a mekel, but it still comes out Rav Yehuda's more of a machmir than the Tanakama. So Mar again says, Alma we see from here, kabe simchas yomtiv, negeh tere machloikis, about simchas yomtiv, we have Yehuda l'chumra, and now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir and says a measuring cup you cannot use, even though you don't mention the measure, you just say, fill me up the cup, you can't use it on Yom Tif, because it looks like you're buying Uvdu d'chayim. For Rabbanan l'kula, Rabbanan amor mekel, and say, yes, you're allowed to use a measuring cup. As long as you don't mention the measure, you don't say, give me a gallon's worth, you're allowed to. On this fact, the Gemara again, v'yipcha shamin elu, we learned before in the last Mishnah just the opposite way. The Tanan before we learned, we have Yehudi Roimer, Shoikir Lodom, Bosa Knegarakli. You're allowed to measure, use the scales to measure how much meat to sell the person. On the other side of the scale, put a Kli. Or Knegarakupitz, or else put the butcher's knife. That you're allowed to use. But you're allowed to use the scales this way, with the Shinui. V'chachomimimim, say, Ein Mashkichin Bekaf Maznaim Kolikir. No, you're not allowed to use the scales at all. So Alma, what do you see? We have Yehuda Lakula. This machloik is about using the scales to measure off meat. Again, it's a shayla that looks like Uvdu d'chayil. We have Yehuda is a bigger mekel. For Rabban and Lachum, and Rabban is a bigger machmer. They say you can't use the scales at all. So for Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Adi Rabbi Yehuda. How come here now, Mishnah here, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer and says you can't use the measuring cup at all, even though you're not saying the measure. And before Rabbi Yehuda, Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Adi Rabbi Yehuda. And before Rabbi Yehuda is mekel to say you could use a kaf maznaim, you could use the scales, as long as you make some type of a shinui. And kasha the rabbonin, not the rabbonin, stealing the rabbonin. By the scales, the rabbonin are machmir, no scales at all. And here, by a measuring cup, the rabbonin are mekel, and said, yes, you're allowed to use a measuring cup. As long as you don't mention the name of the measure, you're allowed to use the measuring cup. So see, the rabbonin are mekel, it's a steer in the rabbonin. So Gemara says again, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the kasha. I tell you, there's no steer on Rabbi Yehuda's. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, we can answer. Hosam before b'sheinim yuchid lamida, hocha b'miyuchid lamida. I tell you before by the scale. What do you want to use? On the other side of the scale, you have meat on one side. You want to measure it off with a kli, with your utensil, or with a butcher's knife. That's not miyuchid at all. Nobody uses those things to measure. So since it's a shinu, it's something different than the weekday. It doesn't look like uvdu d'chayil. But hocha here, you're using this measuring cup miyuchid lamida. Since this is a measuring cup, then the weekday you always use this cup to measure off, even though you did not mention the measure today, but since you tell him, fill me up this cup, and this is a gallon cup that you measure off a gallon, it's like Kamat, you're telling him, yeah, I want to buy a gallon off you. So yeah, since it's a midah, it's a miyuchid midah, here it's worse, here it's here of Yehuda's machmir. And the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, we can answer the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, and say like this, posom ko'ovid k'diavdin b'choil. Akoponim, by measuring with the scale, you're using the scales. Even though on one side you use a kli or utensil or use the butcher's knife, but still you're using the scale. The scale, that's the way to measure all things in the weekday. It's ubdu d'choil. Abahochol lo'ikovid k'diavdin b'choil. But here it's not the normal manner, that's not the way you go to buy wine. Nobody buys and says, fill me up the cup. When you go to buy and you say, I want a gallon's worth. The Avdi Inchi, the Mekavri Chamri Bimono, the Kilo Vishosi. But this is a derech just time to drink wine. Rashi says, Avdi Inchi, the Mekavri Chamri Lechaverim, people stam give a glass of wine to their friends, Bimono, the Kilo Shomida, to drink. In other words, not a derech to sell it. If I stam say, give me a cup, it's like saying, I want to borrow from you a cup of wine. So that's not derech Mekach Melcher altogether. So therefore, there's no Uldu Dechayon. Uldu Dechayon would be, it looks like you're selling and buying now on Yom Tov. That's not nice to do. But here, since you didn't mention the measure, you just said, fill me up this cup, that's what it says, that's the Avdi Inchi people do this. The Mekarvi Yechamri B'mona, I give you a glass of wine, B'mona the Kilo, B'mona the Kilo, Kilo means a measuring cup. Like sometimes I'll let you drink wine from a measuring cup. The shots and the person drinks it. Using a measuring cup doesn't have to mean I'm selling you the wine. It could be I'm just letting you drink the wine. So here that you didn't say the measure. You just said, fill me up this cup. Here it looks like I'm stam borrowing. I want to drink wine, which that for sure is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So that's why here the Rabbanan are making. So it gets each case has their own svaris why the Rabbanan are machim here and the Yehuda's machim here. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Maisa bi'abish shoben bitnius. That used to fill up the barrels of wine, the pitchers of whatever we wanted to sell, the gallons of wine, before Yom Tov. Mayor of Yom Tov. Tana. So the writes like this. After Moed Oysen came, even before during Chol HaMoed, he would also do like this. Prepare beforehand. He would prepare the gallons of wines before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed. Why? So here the writes says, from a bit of Beis HaMedrash, not to stop people from learning Torah. So Rashi says, turn up and moed I skim of the bit of Beis HaMedrash. Shoye chochem godol oboyim rabim lishul emenu. He was a big chochem and people used to ask questions from him. Over moed rabim moeskim b'Torah. And on the rabbi and moed, in chol moed, people were learning Torah. Shein through the memlocha, they didn't work on chol moed, so they had time off, they used to go to learn. Voyim amalin balayla. Therefore they used to prepare the wine, fill up the gallons of wine at night time. Shein zman Beis HaMedrash. That's not the time people were learning then. They should be free at daytime. So therefore, even for Chol HaMoed, they used to fill up the pitchers at night in order to be free by daytime to be able to learn. Now Rashi says, Laman the Gers of Mastisin, Mifnei Biruri Hamidus. That's our Gers, the Mishnah says, they filled it up beforehand to say exactly how much measuring it was. Before Rosh Hachi, Mifnei Bito Beis HaMedrash Shel Boyi Moed, Lo Yiyo Ponoi Lishoyis Ulevarim Midoisev, So Yasichu Lefikuch Malam Balayla. The same thing, that the people came on Chol HaMoed, they were very busy learning. So if they came to buy wine, they couldn't afford to stay there and wait until he poured in the exact measurement of the gallon. They used to say, give it to me fast and I'm running. So in order that the Moichah should be able to give it the exact measurement, it was kedai to fill it up the night before, and then you wait till the bubbles go down, the foam goes down, and fill it up a little bit more to make sure it gets the exact measurement of a gallon. Tana Rabbon, look at the price like this. Who konis, some who means some abba, some say mice with abba shobe bitnis, said who konis sholoi shmeyos garve yayin mi brure hamidos. Jasan, he used to sell wine, and again, he used to sell wine, a gallon of wine. So it came out, the beginning he had a barrel, let's say a barrel held 10 gallons. So usually, after pouring off to 10 people, the barrel should be empty. But like you said, a lot of times when you pour off the wine, you don't let the liqueur get a full gallon. Because when you're pouring it off at his pitcher, it forms a bubble there, forms foam, and you never really give the full gallon. So at the end of pouring off your whole gallon, your pitcher, your barrel, you have 10 gallons, after giving off to 10 people, you can still have a half a gallon of wine left over. That's called the mevrurei hamidus, from the leftover wine that you didn't give away. So after a while, he measured up, you know how much wine he left over that he's supposed to give away, he didn't give away, sholosh meyas garvayayin, how much 300 barrels of wine he had left over from this wine that added up, that he never gave away to lakech, because they're always in a rush. Techaveirov konsu sholosh meyas garvayshemen. His chaverim did the same thing, they sold wine, they sold oil. The same thing when they sold oil, to give the guy the exact measurement, you have to wait till the bubbles go away. And people were in a rush, they didn't take the exact measurement, so he also had left over 300 barrels of oil. Mimotzli hamidus. Again, from the midas that were not given over exactly to the people that bought it. So now, he was a tzaddik, and they didn't want to keep it, they felt it didn't belong to me. He wanted to give it away. He went to the Gizborim of the Hegdish in Yerushalayim, and Pashti wanted to give it to him to be Makdashit. He wanted to be Makdashit to the Gizborim. Like Rashi says on the left side, Lefnei HaGizborim, Shel Hegdish, Lassus Ben Tzorei Hegdish. He wanted to give this wine, this oil, to Hegdish. Im Yirtzu, if they want, V'im Loi Hegdishu, if there was Tismurim, Ein Yecholim LaHakdish, Shein Neshlehem, Inam Yecholim Hevelei, Gezel B'yela, B'yavla. Yeah, they go to the Gizbo, let the Gizbo do what they want. They themselves were not Makdashit because they felt it doesn't belong to them. So they weren't Makdashit. So the kids, they brought it to the Gizbo to say, do what you want with it. Is Omer Lehem to the Gizborim said back to them, Imatem Zukukim Lakach, Omer Lehem. It's Omer Lehem. Iatem Zukukim Lakach. You should know, really, you don't have to do this. In other words, really, you own this wine. And Rashi says, when you poured off the wine, you didn't have in mind to steal from Lokeach. It's a throw, the person that bought this wine, he was Meichel, he freed you from it. They cheered them, because they were in a big Torah. The people that came to buy couldn't wait until the bubbles went away and you pour in more wine. They were in a big rush. They were in a rush. They knew clearly that even though they're paying for a gallon of wine, they know they're not getting a full gallon. And they were Michael. They said, okay, you can keep the rest. So really, you are Bishrael, you have a right to keep all these 300 barrels of wine. It's yours. Because the people that bought it, the wine of you, were Michael to you. Ab Amrulahem, still Abishrael said, Af Anu Ein Rasunayim B'kach. No, we don't want it. Since the Maisa doesn't belong to us, really we should have sold it to them. We don't want to keep the Seder. Is Omer Lehem, Chum said to them, the Gizborim said to them, Hoyo b'yachmar temal atzmechem, since you want to be so machmer upon yourself, also mehem tzorcher rabim. If you want to do, you want to act as if you felt you stole from the rabim, so aloch riz, when you want to give it back, you don't know who to give it back to, because you stole from a lot of people. So the answer is, do tzorcher rabim. Give the money back to fix up the roads, so the people you stole from it will have hanor from it. I call upon him to give it back to some of them. The time you learned, gozal, if you stole, v'en yodeh l'mi gozal, you don't know who you stole from, and you want to do tshuva, you want to give it back, is yaseh v'em tzorcher rabim. Do things, tzorcher rabim, fix up the roads, the Rasha, the Muslim Sea. Man, you know, what is called tzorcher rabim? Amar al chizda, boiroi sichun amaris. Fix up the ditches, the places that will have water to drink from, fix it up for the rabim. So the kids, you're making it better for them, so they're going to have enjoyment, so kids, you gave it back to them. So here also, if you want to be machmir and not enjoy these barrels of wine, give it over to the rabbin. So even though here you can't fix barrels, you can't fix ditches with it. I shouldn't say, oh, you have to do some sort of rabbin with it, though. Right. Adabra Rav Chizda Rav Noyukfa. Rav Chizda was walking and talking with Rav Na'ukfa. The Dora said Ashin like this. They said Alocha like this. Lo yimdoid adam sarim. Person not to measure out the barley. The eaten of them hem to be yomtiv. Give it to his animals on yomtiv. In other words, you can't measure, just like you can't measure food, you're not allowed to measure your food for the animals. The medida is awesome. Abu koydir hu kav oy kabaye v'noisn of them hem toy. V'yena choshish. You're allowed to take the measuring cup, a big basket that has a kav or a kabayim, and just stick it into the, like koydim means like stick it into the barley and take out a whole basket full of barley. V'yena choshish, you don't have to be choshish, you take an exact measurement or not. In other words, you're allowed to use this measuring cup because you're not taking the exact measurement. The Rashi says, but koydir hu, the kav atzma, with this kav, this measuring cup, noike v'kri, stick into the bundle, the whole bundle of barley, or malish like a derech midah losses biyad delatoychay, because the derech midah is to pour it in with your hand. That's over the chayom. But since you're not pouring the barley into the cup, you're just digging the cup into the barrel, into the pile of barley. That's mutter. Same thing. Vihanachtum, a baker Moide Tavlin, he's allowed to measure out how much spices he needs for his cooking for Noisla Tekhterosi. He's allowed to measure out spices to put into the Tekhteros, into his pot, Kadeshla Yatiach Tavshiloi, in order that his Tavsha, whatever he's cooking for Yom Tiv, should not burn. In other words, this is called Sorcha Yoicha Nefesh. If you have to measure off to put in the exact amount of spices, not to make it too sharp or too dull, whatever you need there, so you have to, you're allowed to measure it off. This is called more Tzorcha Yoicha Nefesh. Vashenki, measuring off how much barley to give to your behemoth, you shouldn't measure off, you don't have to measure. You can give a round amount of number. Or that if you want to stam have wine to drink, you don't have to measure out how much wine to get. Stam, give him a jugful. But here where you have to measure out the tzorach, the achila of the cooking of the food, you're allowed to measure it out. Omarav Yirmiya Barab, Omarav, my dad is Isha Kemach Biyamtif. And Isha is allowed to measure out how many pounds of flour she wants to use. For the Senat Atechi Sasa. And she can put this amount of flour into a dough. Kadei shatito chala bayin yofim. She'll take off chala with an ayin yofim. Rashi says, shir chala echad mechav dalet l'koyin. You have to give 1/24 to the koyin. Hukesheni yodas midat isosu, when she doesn't know how big the dough is, he makmetzes. She'll take off less chala. The Ameris ain't kan kokach. I don't have so much dough here. I'm not going to give you so much chala. But if you know exactly how much dough you have, she knows to take off 1/24 of that. Therefore, she's allowed to measure off how much flour she needs for the cake or whatever it is. Ushmul Amashmul says also. No, it's also for Nisha to measure out the flour, it's also. So Marvotana Devei Ishmuel Muta. The Tana Devei Ishmuel says it's Muta. So Khurtastir in Shmuel said it's also. And Tana Devei Ishmuel in his best measures there, he said it was Muta. So Amar Abaya advised it like this. Hashta the Yama Shmuel Asa, since Shmuel himself says it's Asa. Fiton the Devei Shmuel Muta, and Ton the Devei Shmuel says that it's Muta, you know what the Pshat is? That Shmuel Halacha Lamaisa Slashminim. Shmuel wants to come and teach you what the Halacha Lamaisa is.